Do you object to being rich? Are you turned off by abundance? If so, you do not believe in God, because God is omnipresent wealth, the infinite riches of the universe, the lavish abundance of creation. And if you deny unlimited prosperity, you are denying yourself, because you are the image of omnipresent wealth, the expression of the infinite riches of the universe, an individualization of lavish abundance. Right now, you are as rich as any individual who ever walked on this planet. The cattle on 1,000 hills are yours, the gold and silver are yours, and wonderful, warm, living, loving money is yours. Just because you may not be aware of this doesn't change the fact. Again, why are you so rich? Because God is, and it is His will for you, His expression, to be abundantly supplied with His lavish abundance of all good, because you are His will made manifest. And if you don't believe that God loves prosperity, just take a good look at your Bible. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. And they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having an all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. And there are many other references. Now someone may say, but what about the statement that the love of money is the root of all evil? Well, try that one on a super being, and he or she will tell you that in Greek, the common written language in Jesus' time, there are 5 words that translate into English simply as love. And that this statement should read that it is the worship of money that is the root of all evil. Well, we're not here to worship money, but we are here to worship the source of all money, and that's the consciousness that produces it. We're going to love and adore and worship the cause, and we're simply going to use the effect to make our lives feel more whole and more complete and more harmonious. Also understand that the word wealth can be traced back to a word meaning good, so your wealth is your good, whatever you conceive it to be. At this point, let's agree that it is the will of God for each one of us to be wealthy, if for no other reason than because God is the infinite wealth of the universe, and we are that wealth individualized. It has been said that God is always one, not a house divided against itself, and he can never know anything unlike himself. So God knows only abundance and has no conception whatsoever of lack.